to a Throwback Thursday podcast number 2, May 21st, 2015. My name's Sam Crowley, and you are my prisoner for the next 10 minutes or so inside the Every Day is Saturday community, where we really do think that above normal stands for, or abnormal stands for, above normal. See how I screwed up my own slogan? It's awesome, man. When you run your own show, you can do whatever you want. You can stutter, you can hop around, not even knowing what you're going to say. You can fly by the seat of your pants. It's all good in the hood, baby, because it's your dream. And it's your life, and you can do whatever it is you want to do as long as you're not intentionally hurting anybody. You're trying to do it with integrity. You're going to make mistakes here and there, but by and large, take control of your life. So let's talk about last night. It's a Throwback Thursday, as I mentioned on the previous show, so we're going to throw it all the way back to last evening when I hosted a training on how to launch a profitable speaking career. And a lot of great feedback came from that. And I want to just share what's on people's minds. Because whether you're trying to launch a profitable speaking career, an internet marketing career, a brick and mortar business, a lot of the same lessons apply. And that's what I want to talk about. Some of the questions that came up last night on the webinar were just great. And by the way, I have an early bird offer for all my podcast listeners. If you want to jump on board my private speaker training, we're building out a membership site. It's launching June 15th. So if you're listening to this after June 15th, you would have missed this early bird offer. The price is going to start at $497. The early bird special for all of my wonderful, wonderful fans out there that want to earn income as a speaker, $197. Just go to everydayissaturday.com/speaker. everydayissaturday.com/speaker. We're going to leave that page up for the next 10 days. We're taking it down June 1st. There's a lot of great early bird bonuses that go with that as well. And generally, you'll see when you see I left that webinar up there. It's about an hour long. It covers, look, even if you just watched the webinar, you're going to learn how to make money as a speaker, okay? So just go there, everydaysaturday.com/speaker after this show, and watch the webinar. It's great content. Bring a pencil, sharp pencil. Take a lot of notes. Turn off the distractions, and you'll learn a lot. I promise you that much. Great content. But some of the issues that came up on that call that people had were just fantastic. The give and take, the sharing last night was awesome, as all the webinars are when people really get engaged. And it's confidence. It's confidence and it's lack of knowledge that really prevents a lot of people. There's this mystique around public speaking, and I'm sure the same one is around just about any other business out there, is that you need to, especially in the space I'm in, that you need to be anointed, you know, this professional speaker, that you need to have all this experience and all these great connections and all this stuff, to which I say that is not true. I mean, think of it from a common sense perspective. If that were the case, then how would anybody like myself, how would I end up on any of these stages all over the world speaking, sharing the stage with a who's who of incredible entrepreneurs? It just wouldn't be possible if you needed experience. I had no experience 5-6 years ago. What I did was I went and got the experience, and I went and dominated just my local market to begin with. If you Google the term Cincinnati motivational speaker, for example, and just click on the videos, the first 4 or 5 are all of myself just being promoted, whether it's on local television or a speaker outtake or something like that. Because I learned when you don't have really, necessity really is the mother of invention. Because when you don't have money to throw at a business or a passion or a dream, you have to get creative. So what I did, and look, YouTube, my very first YouTube video was April of 2007. It's the first time I ever uploaded a video to YouTube. And I saw the power even before YouTube became what it is today, which is just the most searched engine out there. I mean, it's nuts how much traffic you can get just if you wanted to focus just on YouTube. And the funny thing is, there's no charge. It doesn't cost you anything to upload a video. It's not like they charge you per bandwidth or anything. You can start uploading videos today, and you really should. It doesn't matter what your business is. You should be taking advantage of any type of platform that allows you to put content out there at no charge, and then they bring billions of people and views. I mean, holy cow. When I was talking last night, when I first started, the biggest social media platform was MySpace. I mean, seriously, MySpace? How am I going to promote a business? But I tried. And I just never figured out MySpace. It just kind of turned into a teeny bopper site and a bunch of people chatting. I didn't understand it. And if I didn't understand it, I didn't want to be anywhere near it. So I focused on YouTube. I focused on what you're listening to right now, my podcast. And I dominated my local market just for Cincinnati motivational speaker. And then somebody found me locally at a country club, Kenwood Country Club here. And as I mentioned last night, if you watch that webinar, you'll see that a lot of people save their first dollar bill in business. I saved my very first testimonial as a speaker. It was a guy from the name of Paul Garrett. He hired me to come in and speak to the club. And I fumbled and bumbled and stumbled all over myself. I had all this lighting, and I had a guy there videotaping. It was so embarrassing. I mean, so embarrassing. I thought I was speaking to the members of the club. I thought there'd be like a few hundred people there. I was speaking to the maintenance crew. It was their annual meeting, and they wanted to motivate them. And, you know, the good news is I had an audience. The bad news is very few of them spoke English. I had a lot of the Spanish-speaking grounds crew there, lawn maintenance, greenskeepers, things like that. None of them spoke English. So I had the film crew there, and I had everything ready to go, and it was me, and I was about the only one in the room that understood what the hell I was even saying. But did that stop what I was doing? No, it didn't stop. So last night on the webinar, I wanted to encourage everybody, in order to gain confidence, you're going to have experience. In order to have experience, you're going to have confidence to get out there and do it. And you got to look at it this way. Is the pain of moving forward greater or less than the pain of staying where you are right now? And for me, the answer was real simple. In 2007, the pain of moving forward was a lot less than staying put and going broke, worrying about what everybody would think about me if I launched this crazy brand every day of Saturday while I was knee-deep in a bankruptcy, by the way. So as we were doing the training last night, people were thinking, well, this makes sense. And you could see it starting to click when the comments came in. It was just, it's amazing when something like that happens. You can see the light bulb go off in people's minds, even if it's on a webinar platform. If it's in the live audience and you're speaking, you can even see it happening where people, it clicks. They're like, yeah, he's right. He's right. I don't need confidence right now. I just need to go get it. I don't need experience. I just need to go get it. The only way I'm going to get it is if I just put that big old foot in front of the other, and I know sometimes that leg weighs 800 pounds and it feels like a big telephone pole and you're trying to move it, just trying to take the first step. But let me tell you, when you take that first step, the next step feels about 10 pounds lighter, and the next step 10 pounds lighter till the point where you get to with all this great experience is those legs feel like just yarn. I mean, they're so light. You're running. I mean, you're running on towards your dream. You're running towards the stage. You're getting that experience. And I think everybody should learn how to be a more effective communicator. And that's really what that training is about. If you head on over there, go to everydayisaturday.com/speaker. Just watch the training for, you know, the 30 to 45 minutes of the great content there. And just gain the confidence that you have a powerful message burning. I mean, I know it's burning or you wouldn't be listening to a show like this. You've got a powerful message burning inside of you, that you're going to make one of two choices. You're going to keep it there, and you're going to let the fire go out like it always does with everybody else. That's why the cemetery, you can hear a symphony playing of the music that died inside of everybody laying there, all right, most people. Or you're going to let that fire out, and you're going to let it ignite, and you're going to let everybody see you on fire. Whatever your passion is, look, it could be fixing computers. It could be cooking. It could be videotape. It could be do-it-yourself. It could be mowing lawns. It could be astrology. It doesn't matter. That's the whole thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. What matters is that you believe that you've got that message inside and you really want to share that message over and above what your passion is. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're in internet marketing or MLM or accounting or whatever, you can speak on the side about something completely different to empower people. Maybe it's cooking. Maybe it's nutrition, health and fitness, whatever it is. Or you can speak about what it is that you do. All right? You do. But whatever it is, just do it, man. Get the message out. So I want you to go on over. Take advantage of the early bird offer. All right? It's 60% off our launch price. You're going to have all the training videos, all the templates, all the PDFs. I'm hosting live webinars. I'm interviewing my secret weapon this Friday, tomorrow, actually May 22nd. I'm going to load that interview. This is the person who puts me on all the big stages. And she's going to share with you what you need to do to get on these stages. So a lot of great content coming for all members of the Every Day is Saturday for Speakers membership site. Until I come up with a better name, I'm saying the Every Day is Saturday for Speakers. I think that's a good enough name, though. It doesn't matter about the name. It matters about the content. True or true. Get confidence. Gain experience. You need both of them, and you're going to get both of them once you put that big old leg in front of the other. It's Sam Crowley. I hope you enjoyed the Throwback Thursday. Listen for the jingle and have the best day ever.